It's no secret that the West is a climate hotspot, but new scientific research from a Great Basin cave tells how one hot, dry spell dragged on for thousands of years. Reporter Judy Fays of Inside Climate News visited the area before the pandemic and discovered that caves offer a cautionary tale about global warming.
So this was a lakefront cave.
Cars and trucks are rolling down the interstate near the Utah-Nevada line as 10 people gather outside Danger Cave. Archaeologist Ron Rood begins his tour.
There's a piece of the puzzle that we can't see, and that has to do with water.
Looking east past him, we can see the Bonneville Salt Flats, the glowing white crust that ancient lakes left behind when they began to recede around 12,000 years ago.
This was all a big freshwater marsh with cattails and bulrush ducks and muskrats and stuff like that.
Wetlands are hard to imagine here on a summer morning in the desert, but Rood says they actually helped make Danger Cave one of the oldest sites of human habitation in the Great Basin, part of the region's deep history.
Old, and there's new chapters and new ideas all the time.
Archaeologists have found fish bones here and basketry made of water-loving willows. Then the good life disappeared because everything started drying up, not just for a decade or a century. New scientific research tells how heat settled in for thousands of years.
It'd be tough to make a living out here 5,000 years ago.
We use cave deposits to look at past climate history.
Matthew Lockneat is a paleoclimatologist at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He researches stalagmites found in caves that reveal how temperature and rainfall has varied in the past.
Stalagmites grow over time by putting down very thin layers of calcite that precipitates out of drip waters that are coming into the cave.
His latest study relies on a knee-high rock column cut from deep inside a cave in the Basin and Range National Monument in central Nevada.
And we're able to date those layers using chemistry rather than actually counting them like they do in a tree ring.
The geochemistry of these cave-dwelling rocks tell a much older story than tree rings do. And Lockneat's team cross-checked their findings against data sets from the Arctic and the Western Pacific. The research all confirms a hot, dry period 9,000 to 5,000 years ago.
The first lesson from our data is that nature is capable of becoming even hotter and drier in the Great Basin than it is today.
Lockneat says that as temperatures rise in other parts of the world like they did back then, we can expect the same across the West.
The implication is that not only is Nevada expected to become warmer and drier, but so are the Colorado Rockies and parts of the headwaters of the Colorado River.
So Lockneat's paper isn't just about the past.
It does have implications for the future and what we can potentially expect in an anthropogenically warmed world.
Lockneat's study says this could be the West's worst case scenario.
You know, using the words worst case scenario in a paper is pretty bold.
Andrea Brunel is a paleoclimatologist at the University of Utah. She says scientists like Lockneat aren't just publishing studies. They want decision makers to see their findings.
The next really important step is then getting this into the hands of water managers or whoever it is that makes the plans and lays out the policies for the future.
The visit to Danger Cave is ending.
Definitely Bonneville aggregate.
I don't think
that's gonna work. From the
ocean. Boyd Franke was on the tour. He's traveled this desert for years, but he emerges with a new understanding.
How could someone live here? There's no water. It's like death here. There's no life. And so to think that people actually could survive here, it's just amazing to me. It blows my mind.
And thanks to the stories the caves tell, maybe we can start preparing for our own future in a much hotter, drier world. I'm Judy Fays. In the Great Basin.
This story is part of a project covering the Colorado River Basin and water in the West. It was produced by Inside Climate News in collaboration with KUNC.